Patriots. Well, it's still National Prayer Day. Not quite. Well, I guess in some parts of the country it passed, but we're still going to consider it National Prayer Day. Still. Because on my coast, it's still National Prayer Day. I'm really having to reflect very deeply these days on the willful compliance to tyranny. And this is a challenge that gets right to the core of faith. And it gets to the will of who we are. It gets to the will of how we're raised. And it gets to the will of what we stand for. When you stand for everything, you stand for nothing. When you stand for nothing, you are nothing. And where we are right now in this country is most people don't even understand the concept of standing up for anything. We're cascading into a nightmare that is not going to ever easily heal itself. And we can live idealistically, and we know that we have to do something, and we're doing it. And we're taking these stands, and we're going to, as we've just been discussing the last few programs, we're organizing to create these prayer special ops Christ warrior prayer teams, healing teams. And we'll get a name for it. It'll be kind of cool name when we're done. But the point is that when you look across the gamut of all that's being discussed, and I have to be honest, it's a bit frustrating because when we hear all the people talking, nobody's talking about how to solve the problem. The news headline comes out and it says, we're under a leftist insurgency. I'm like, well, I'm glad you joined the party. That's great. That came out today. It's like, I'm glad you joined the party. We've only known that for 5 years. We have big speakers standing up and talking about fight patriots and do things, which means nothing. I mean, what does that translate to? I have such respect for Mike Lindell because he throws in and he goes after it. Mike sets up a website. He gets up a streaming video channel. He just fights and he does information warfare. And the guy's just doing what he does. And he's doing anything he can while he builds jobs and takes on everybody. Mike Lindell is a rock star in this thing. So are the attorneys out here that are really punching hard. The problem I'm having is just the number of those that are just not doing a lot. There's a handful of people that are really leading this fight. The frontline doctors are out there every day. There's a few pastors in this country. Tony Wood, Greg Locke. I mean, these are people that are kicking it every day. And there's others. I'm just giving you a few examples. But, you know, the mass of leadership out here is void. And it's a disturbing statement on our culture. County commissions are inept to a large degree. Mayors are inept to a large degree. Sheriffs, many sheriffs are just marking time. Police forces are just marking time, just obeying laws. A large percentage of our governors are just marking time, or worse, trying to create their own insurgencies. Kate Brown and the Gretchen Witch of Michigan, to name two. There's no leadership. And what's amazing and probably more stunning is that nobody's really saying anything. Even people out here are going, oh, that's just, you know, nothing's happening. Where is that righteous indignation in our culture? Where is that fire in the belly? It's like, enough is enough. And if there's one thing that I hope that we can bring to this fight as this amazing organization that's developing around BARDS, which collective group called BDADS, Bard's Digital Army Division, I will hope that we bring passion and we bring the balance of passion and reason, and we have fire in our belly and we have prayer and we have action. It's not just words. We have to have action. Now, obviously, random action, running around, is kind of like swinging in a crowded room with a baseball bat. Somebody gets hit, but it's never the right person. So I wouldn't recommend random action. It's like somebody saying, I'm taking my guns and I'm going to go out and I'm going to find them. And you're like, who are you going to find? I'm just going to go get them. It's like, giddy up. How'd that go for you? So this fight is amalgamous. It is really what I've been saying is it is a maze that is constantly moving and shifting. And it's doing so through the narratives and through the actions that they're creating to move you. Right now, they are moving people back and forth on this maze, and it's intentionally creating anxiety. And why is that important? When you take fear and you add anxiety, people do anything to get out of fear and anxiety. So when you squeeze fear and anxiety, and then you offer them a solution, and what's the escape? Just a little pinprick, and it's all good. There'll be no more, you know that song. I didn't sing it very well, but you know it. Hello, 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 is there anybody in there? Wonderful Pink Floyd song. Speaks the total truth. Comfortably numb. And that's what our shots are doing. That's what these injections are doing. They are literally making people numb. By the way, if you're expecting me to sing Pink Floyd at the Bard's Fest, it ain't happening. Just want to let you know. Got my little candy-o there. Someone was asking the other day, so when did Bard sing? Well, guess what? You got an episode tonight. You can pull and rewind that a couple times and go, woohoo, he sang. Miserable. Oh, this is nice. And just so you know, we're live streaming on YouTube tonight. And so MA Patriot, our MA Patriot's over there tonight. And he's goading along everybody to get me to sing at Bard's Fest. Thanks, MA. Appreciate you so much. Love you, brother. So, and anyway, we are really at this place where we are lacking so much leadership. And we need to build leaders. And we have great examples right now. We have, you know, and I talk about frontline doctors. I have so much respect for what they're doing. They're digging in. They're leading. Mike Lindell, great person, leading. Sidney Powell has led the entire time. And I say this because it's not just about talking. It's about the actions. It's the deeds that we do, the things that we create, the motivations that we're able to stimulate people to take action in their own communities. Jim Pugh, not only does he come on this show, Jim has developed an entire education program to train people on leadership, basically. It gets down to county by county. It gets into the real sense of government and God. It's an online program, and he's training. Dr. Tenpenny, not only is she running a clinic, not only does she treat patients, not only does she go out here and do a podcast almost every night, and then she travels the country doing speaking events, and she's doing online training events to teach people and awaken them. That's leadership. And we lack leadership. And it's a massive void. And in the process, what we're learning, and we should be learning, is one, we don't need the dirtbags that were up in Washington, D.C. And I'm just going to sum this up. If they're wearing a face diaper in D.C., just mark them off your box of put or mark your box as never to vote for again, you Luciferian whore. That's just, you can just put that on that list right there. It infuriates me because all they're doing is trying to perpetuate a fear culture, and the biggest damage that's doing is to our children, and that is inexcusable. Absolutely. So we know that almost all our politicians need to be flushed. We have anybody in leadership that's pushing this comfortably numb program, this injection, DNA modifying soup. You can take them off the list. Pray for their souls, because when they're on round two, that's going to be a good result come fall. And when you're talking about teachers, if the teachers are out here, consider the teachers that have taken this injection that are now in contact with kids, and we're already knowing that there is a transmission going on between what they're taking and the kids. What are we doing to our youth? So parents, there's another thing about leadership. Get your kids out of school. See, leadership takes so many forms. Leadership takes a ton of forms. And part of that is being a leader in your community by how you handle your household and your family. So in doing that leadership, that means that we've got to be able to take, as a family, you need to start taking responsibility for your children and getting them out of public school. That is nothing but a Luciferian indoctrination program. And it's screwing them up in the worst possible ways. Not only are they being emotionally damaged by this social distancing stupidity, literally putting them behind plexiglass, don't let them talk, they can't touch. We are people that work on touch and feel and experiential, especially children. And you want to take that away? It's a sickness that's in this culture right now. And the sickness, for a large degree, and this is something I keep going over every day, it's easy to point our fingers at the engines of this, which are the Fauci's and the hand puppet that calls himself Joe Biden. And you've got the Muppet that calls herself Kamala Harris. I mean, it's easy to point our fingers at those. It's easy to point our fingers at the absolute void of any sort of leadership in the military, which is evident. Or the question, it's the big question out there right now is, okay, now that we've got 60% of our Marines that took the injection and about 60% of our main body force that took the injection, what does that mean for the future? Because it's not looking good. Apparently, they've all agreed, they've all complied with the idea that they're not going to be able to reproduce, and they're probably, half of them will be dead by the end of the fall. So these are some pretty grim looks at our world right now. And what I'm leading to here is that there's voids. If you're looking across the, not only do we currently have a leadership void, it's going to get worse. And there's where we come in. And there's where our power and connection with God and faith comes in. I don't like night shows to be downers. And this is not what this is intending to be tonight. And I'm laying this picture for you because I want you to see just how much of a void that we have in this world right now of leadership. It's across the world. Do you realize there's not a single, not one government in the entire world that has denounced this death injection that are giving to people? Not one. Do you realize there's not one government that has come out against modifying people's DNA? Not one. There's not one government that has saying anything about the number of people that are dying. And as much as this may make everybody uncomfortable, I'm putting Trump right in that category because he hasn't said a damn thing about the number of people that are dying. And that is really, to be blunt with you, pissing me off. So leadership is about being bold. Leadership is about being stepping out in front. Leadership is not about sitting quiet when the whole world is melting down. Leadership is when you step up and you go, oh, like pastors don't want to do it. They're like, I don't really want to step on another pastor's feet. I'll step on one. I step on him every night. I'm going to have a whole list of them tomorrow night, I guarantee you. And it's one, and that's Franklin Graham. I'm like, what a dirtbag. I'm sorry, you're not a man of God when you're starting to convince people and shame people to go take an injection in the name of the scripture and Christ. That's a betrayal. Leadership is willing to step up and punch and do what other people won't do. And when you're not going to do that, then I'm questioning leadership. You don't get the privilege of sitting in the shadows all the time while people are dying and people are suffering in this program, that they are literally harvesting souls right now. You know, if I was looking at this from an outside, this is what I could conclude. I've been thinking about this a lot. This is, if we're going to say this was a spiritual fight, this is what it looks like when you think about it. You sit back and you look at this whole plane, and you're like, okay, so we've got the titans, we'll call those the titans, the spiritual titans, the big ones, and we never know who they are, the big powerful ones of the world. And somewhere somebody cut a deal. This is what it looks like. Somewhere somebody cut a deal. And they said something like this. We will leave your children alone, God, on the condition that we get to have our last play. We get to execute our last play. And the last play is this. You get to keep whoever doesn't accept our offer. We get to keep the rest. And we're put out here on the board and left to wander. Only difference is we have God, and we know we have God, and God's not letting that happen. So it's probably not the best of examples. It's like the devil talking to some politician is what it's like. But it's really this crazy. I mean, you sit around and look at this world, you're like, what is going on? I mean, literally everybody is mum about the reality of what this thing is doing. And so you come to the conclusion that there is no leadership on this globe other than the people that are rising up right now. And amazingly, nearly every single one of them is standing with God. And that is what's so incredible. So what that's telling me is, we're going to have to reset the world based on those leadership and flush everybody else. Never get yourself attached to a leader too much. Never, because that's a worship. That's an idol worship. What we're doing here now is we have to stand up as people, and we have to start building our leadership. And we have to start inoculating. I like that term, because we're going to fight back with our own inoculation. We're going to inoculate that fire in the belly, and we're going to have to inoculate that love of God, and we're going to have to inoculate that power to stand up and be a leader. Forget politics. Politics is just disgusting. It is such a dirty word, and it is such a dirty institution. And what we're discovering through this process is the amount of unity that we can build with patriots. I'm not going to get into who, but I'm just going to tell you, there was some issues between one patriot and another, okay? But I'm just pointing this out because it was growing to be a big problem. And the thing is, it took two great people, two patriots, talking on the phone to resolve this social media conflict and having a human conversation and listening to each other, and poof, it went away. There wasn't a war. No one had to have their accounts decimated or have little troll armies attacking one another. It's kind of like, whoa, are we on the game of Risk or what? But it was resolved with a phone call. Oh my goodness, human beings talking to one another. Isn't that amazing? Which politicians don't know what that is, unless they're dealing with their handler or Satan himself. We are the future of this nation and this world. Not the ones that you see, not the celebrities, not the ones we've elected. And I don't care about most of the generals in this world anyway. I have respect for the few that I've served with. I have questions on some. And at the end of the day, they're just generals. They're not icons. At the end of the day, a president is a president. He's not an icon. You know, so imagine this, for example, on kind of a different vein, but I'm going to pull it back. So watch this. We have a Secret Service that's designed to protect a president, all right? And that Secret Service wraps themselves around the president and they protect him from what? That's the first question. From what? So what they're intentionally, what they're trying to do is prevent him from foreign powers that hate him. But it gets to the point where they're protecting him from everybody. Everybody. And this gets to be a little lunacy. But here's the other part of this little dimension. We know that Epstein Island existed. We know that all the nastiness that was going on in the White House and all the nastiness that was going on under Clinton and Bush and Obama. And guess who was there? The Secret Service. So here's the big ding ding question for the day. Why was that illegal activity allowed to exist? And if there are Secret Service agents doing programs like news programs and not calling that out for what they knew, how could that exist? You see, this is this cult that is being created around the security apparatus. You do realize that if the Secret Service had done their policing job, Clinton would have been removed from presidency and would have been put in Gitmo before his end of his second term. You do realize that if the Secret Service done its policing job to protect the nation, not the president, then Obama wouldn't have made it past his first term. Because they all knew the truth. This is how upside down our system is. So don't revere Secret Service. Don't revere military. They're there for a function and a role. But when we give them too much power, all of these people become tyrants. And they become the antithesis of what our system was intended to be. We have to get back to what our founding fathers intended, which is that, first of all and above all else, this country has to be constructed on a framework of moral law. Moral law was established in the Declaration of Independence, in the inalienable rights of men. Those inalienable rights are rights given by God. And that means that God gave us certain rights and we are accountable ultimately to God. That's moral law. So no tyrant can take those away. So for example, a tyrant can't tell you to wear a mask or to close your business down because you're not employing the mask policy or fine you because you didn't follow the mask policy. No, a tyrant can't tell you to take an injection. And yet, people comply. The way tyranny works is the minute that you give to it and you let them have an inch, they take 10 miles. And they will keep coming. And when people start to get distortion of what tyranny is, they forget that we don't have a dictatorship. We get to choose. And then you get to this moral conflict. You're like, well, this is for the betterment of society. We all need to mask up. On something that has a 1% death rate? Come on, give me a break. This is ridiculous. It never was a pandemic. It was a fear pandemic created by our media. And we're still in this OODA loop. And this is why almost every night we end up talking about the same topic in one way or another, because there are so many zombies out here. And we have to fight through that and find our way through that wall of stupid to take back this nation. This nation is not going to be taken back by the maskers and the injectors. If we let them take it back, I can guarantee you that every one of us that has stood up to it is going to end up in a FEMA camp. That's just the way they're going to be, because in their mentality, we represent a risk to their own health when in fact they are the risk and they are the carriers now of the new genesis of this whatever it is we're dealing with. But the brainwashing is super effective. So the strength that we set before us has to begin on the grounding of God, and we have to find the strength through our belief in God to stand up for truth. And as we do that, we begin to nurture new leadership. And leadership is local. That's where it has to be. We have to focus on our local communities to build leadership. And when we are starting from the optic always of Scripture and our relationship of Christ and God, when we put that as our founding pillar that we put our foot on first. And then we take our second founding pillar, and it's our Constitution, which we agree to abide by in its entirety. Now we have the framework to building great leadership. And that's going to rely on us. We can't be looking outward for that leadership. Now, maybe you pull together your community and your neighborhood, and you're going to say, who's going to be a leader under these parameters? But we have to stop looking out for the leaders, and we have to start looking in. We have to start looking in at ourselves, and we then have to build up that leadership. So one of the principles of this program, and I've talked about this last week, last couple nights. Actually, I guess I started last night. Which is the concept of developing a type of special forces, warriors in Christ, prayer healing teams. That'll be literally boots on the ground and in communities, county by county. I would love to see, there's 3,300 counties roughly in the United States. My goal would be by next year, we've got 6,600 teams. That means two teams per county. That is truly my goal. Okay? And that's two teams of two people. So that's four people per county. I can't imagine that it's going to be hard to do when we're talking about the worship of God, the love of God, and being able to bring that prayer to people's homes. That's an amazing concept. But what we're also doing is we're establishing a baseline now to nurture and build new leadership, which is leadership through faith, leadership through Christ, leadership through a new way of seeing the world, which is a way built on the principles that Paul taught us, Apostle Paul, which is in all cases, extend love. In all cases, extend kindness, even in the face of an enemy that's evil. So even in jail, even in prison, when he was there, he was still extending the graciousness of love. That is how we are going to end up winning this fight. And we're going to do it by going into the enemy's den. We're going to do it by going into the darkest places. And we're going to do it by finding those places of most need, those people that need to be cared for, those people that have no voice, and those people that are in need. And when we build that sort of nurturing power of faith and prayer and healing in the communities, and we're working in teams, pairs, where two or more are gathered, we have agreement, we have power, we have a connection with God. Now we have built a new way to start building leadership in our community. Because what's the community going to do? The community is going to look to that effect. They're going to start coming to rely on and trusting in this pair of people or a pair of people coming in and praying with them and working with the principles of healing through scripture and God to try to empower them and to try to give them strength in this world, whether it's emotional strength, physical strength, spiritual strength. That's the way ahead, in my opinion. But I feel pretty strongly about it because it's our way that we can strike at evil ruthlessly, lethally, and at the same time uphold everything that God's asked us to do in this time and we're here. And in the process, build the kingdom of God. This would be an amazing way to fight, and it is an amazing way to fight, and that's why we're beginning this process. So I'm leaving you with that tonight to kind of give that some thought and to really put your prayers to that. On a prayer, National Prayer Day, in a time when we are sorely lacking leadership in our nation, in a time when too many people have walked away from God, there is a remnant that is out here that's loyal and faithful in all things, that has given their heart and soul to Christ, that is standing and walking strong in this time. And all we need to make sure is that remnant continues to be strong, first and foremost. You have to protect your own. And we build up from there, and then we reach out from there. When we start to circle the wagons around ourselves and ensure that this collective group that is still here standing is strong, we become the metaphor of the 300. And we will push back, we will win, we will swing hearts and minds, and we will take this country back in the name of God Almighty. but it's going to take a dedication, it's going to take a focus, and it's going to take a commitment to each person accepting that in one capacity or another, we have to lead, not follow. Lead, not follow. No one else is going to do this. No one else. You're going to have way too many people out here sitting on the side waiting for someone to do something. The one thing I will tell you when I started this channel is that's the one thing I cannot stand is sitting on the side and waiting for someone else to do something. So, the three Telegram rooms have been set up. They're the initial step of this. They are the place where we are building the initial connections for these prayer teams. And now we start to build. There's many, many things coming, okay? And we're doing this as a step here in the right direction to getting our first foothold, our first tangible operation going in our counties. And as we get this moving and we get these operational teams moving in counties, which once you have the framework and you see what you're doing, you can start now. You don't need to wait, but we're just trying to stimulate it to get it going. And once we begin this process and shape it and really get it connected and moving, that's a powerhouse of a move. That's deploying teams across this nation in a rapid succession, getting into communities and doing absolutely blessed work. And then we build to the next step, and we build to the next step. And we create the momentum, which is like starting an avalanche. And when that starts, there's no stopping that. That's literally D5. And we'll do it. And that might take us 18 months. It might take us 5 years. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, there's no stopping us. And there's no stopping this momentum. So, at the end of the day, it's not going to be, I really don't think it's going to be just like a bunch of MAGA or whatever. I think that's all going to pass. I think at the end of the day, what you're going to see is warriors of Christ that rise. And I'm going to bet you that most of them are aligned with BDAD in one way or another. And I think that's a huge gift and a huge thing to be proud of. Because that leadership is starting here with this community, and we're going to lead this nation. And in so doing, we're going to lead this nation back to God, and we're going to lead this nation back to its footing on the foundations of faith, and we're going to light up the light of Christ in more people's hearts than they've ever imagined. And once that happens, we've destroyed evil at its very core. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and this day, a very honored day of National Prayer Day, to take time to reflect very deeply on you and our love of you, the respect of all the things that we have, the gifts that you give us, the grace that you provide us, the temperance and patience you have with us. Lord, in these next steps, we ask for your bold guidance. We ask for the clarity. We ask for the strength within us to stand up in teams as we awaken that passion to develop teams to go into communities, to pray and to heal, to create truly your ambassadors in our communities that are going to be able to take your word, your love, and the gift of healing, that gift that was so shown to us by that walk in Christ, to emulate Christ in all that we can do as we walk in the body of Christ and to bring that light and that love into our communities, to empower people, to bring them together that are lonely, to bring healing to those that are in despair, to help our neighbors, loving them as we would want to be loved, and to show truly in the true legends and legacies of Apostle Paul the power of love over evil, and to lead this country in that way through the true strength and power that that love represents. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. That's where we're at. We've got it all in our hands to do this. And we can. I believe we can. You know, I've said to you, and I mean this. Dream big. Imagine big. Don't limit yourself, because when you limit yourself, you limit God. I've told God I want to save the world. I don't know what that looks like. Dream big, Patriots. Bring it to God. And let's do this. And let's truly trust in Him. And open your heart up to the big things that you think that you may not be able to do, but trust in Him. And make it selfless acts of kindness, big selfless acts of kindness. See what He'll do. Try it. Try to dream as big as you can dream. And truly believe it. Turn it over to God and say, okay, this is what I want to do. And then step back and watch what happens. He's got it. And He's looking for people to step up. Because God knows as well that there's leadership voids right now. And He's looking to us that are standing still where we were, holding that line, not wavering with all this enticement of a Krispy Kreme donut for your to change your DNA. I'm sorry, every time I say that, I just shake my head. I'm like, what in the heck is stupid is that? You get a Krispy Kreme and a six-pack of Budweiser, all for changing your DNA. Free. No charge. Just little pinprick. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you. I'd be like, no, sorry, that's not enough. I want a Reese's peanut butter cup too. Okay. Jiminy. What a beautiful day, though. Seriously. A day to really have left, had God in our heart as a nation, to feel the power of God awaken and move through people's hearts. And awaken people's hearts. And it's been a great day. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. You got to press into God, Patriots. Trust Him. And as we do that, amazing things happen. Amazing things happen. The sky opens up. The rains pour. And then they start pouring so much, you start running for the boat. You're like, wait a minute, I didn't get the ark finished. Shut the door. Hang on, it's going to be a ride, and it's going to be one. Remember, God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always, always wins. We just want to make sure we're right there with Him. So have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning. 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. Keep your prayers up. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through. Fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now. I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment. Been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to together flawlessly. sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.